So it's a very, very practical portion that we come to. You see, the Lord is saying to us, and it's not just to young people, the Lord is saying to all of us, what are you looking at with your eyes? We used to relegate that little song to kids, didn't we? Remember how we used to sing in Grove City? Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Well, the Lord is saying, be careful, all of us. What do we look at? What kind of videos? What kind of movies? What kind of pictures? What are we allowing to come into our mind through the eye? Next, what am I listening to? Have you ever had to say to someone, these are not garbage cans. These are my ears. And I have to be careful. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little feet. Where are we going? Where are we allowing these feet that the Spirit of God has wants to control to go? What about our hands? And we're going to talk a little bit later. What about this thing? What kind of language? What is commonplace? You see? Now, this is a tremendously important lesson that the Lord draws us to. When there is that which my old nature will respond to, and it is appealed to by the things that are outside, and I respond, I'm not under the control of the Spirit of God. I'm not under the power of the Spirit or the power of the Word of God. He says to you and I, do you want to know the end? We wanted to know what God was doing. We wanted to know the end that was in view in verse 4. We said that was wonderful. Well, God says, I want to show you the end of something else. I want to show you the end of unbridled lust, which perhaps started only with an innocent look or the listening to a tune or a song that had lyrics and words that my heart, the old man, matched up with. Read these words. Drawn away of his own lust. And we heard of Joseph a moment ago. And we remember the story from Scripture as that wicked woman enticed this man. He did not respond to her by the grace of God. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. Dear young people and older ones, make no mistake, it isn't different for you. You aren't different than anyone else in this room in this respect. We will all fail when we try to fight the flesh, when we try in our own strength to get just this close, we will fail. And lust, when it is finished, sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. My. Now, your question was, how do we deal with this? How do I, as a Christian, deal with this world and the allurements and all of the attractions that it has? Well, I think we come back to the first place of the one that saved us and of his word and of his interest, of his people, of fellowshipping with his people. You know what causes so many of us the problem as young people? It so many times starts with bad company. Bad company. And I'm walking with others that are careless. And pretty soon, you can't tell that I'm any different than the others. Now, others perhaps would have more to help us. This is an area where I think we really need help today.
One of the things to note is that the answer to a temptation is not the same as the answer to a testing. For a testing, it was to ask for wisdom. For tempting, it's verse 16, do not err. It's to flee. It's not, you don't need wisdom to escape temptation. That wisdom you already have as part of your conscience.
Yeah, I think it's important to realize that it's not enduring. You don't endure these temptations because we have the example of, well, there's the three enemies we have. We have Satan. We're going to learn later that we submit to God and we resist the devil and he will flee from us. We have the world. We're told to be in the world but not of it. And we have the flesh. We don't have an example because Christ did not have the sinful flesh we have. He was made in the likeness of sinful flesh. So when we're tempted of our flesh, we have to flee because we don't have an example of what to do. We need to run. We cannot fight that on our own.
It's interesting to see the temptation of the Lord. Satan tempts him like he would tempt all other men in three various ways. And we can see that in 1 John 2, 15. It says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." So these three things are really the things that we are tested with that appeal to our flesh. The lust of the eye, the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
So there you get, or the lust of the eyes will be our possessions, the lust of the flesh will be our passions, and the pride of life, that would be pride, of the pride. So when you go back, this is not anything new for us, is it? The psalmist said, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word." And then he goes on to say, "My word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee."